Monday, July 27th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Stephen Cholak. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. When Jeremiah finished speaking to all the people all these words of the Lord their God, with which the Lord their God had sent him to them, Azariah the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan the son of Koreah, and all the insolent men said to Jeremiah, "You are telling a lie. The Lord our God did not send you to say, 'Do not go to Egypt to live there.' But Barak the son of Neri has set you against us to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they may kill us or take us into exile in Babylon." So Johanan the son of Koreah and all the commanders of the forces and all the people did not obey the voice of the Lord to remain in the land of Judah. But Johanan the son of Koreah and all the commanders of the forces took all the remnant of Judah who had returned to live in the land of Judah from all the nations to which they had been driven, the men, the women, the children, the princesses, and every person who Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, also Jeremiah the prophet and Barak the son of Neri, and they came into the land of Egypt. And they did not obey the voice of the Lord. And they arrived at Tapanhes. Beware of prophets. The itching ears of sinful men long for the prophets to preach what they want to hear. Those same ears are repulsed by the true word. The old Adam cannot abide by the word of the Lord. It is imperative to judge the prophets and pastors by the word of God alone. This is the very life-giving word of the God that comes to save and make new. The itching ears of Azariah and the insolent men of Judah would not listen to God's word, and they sinned against God and did not listen to his word. This same word is life to the new man. Daily a new man arises in contrition and repentance. You are raised to new life by this God. The true and faithful preaching of God's prophets and pastors applies the blood of Jesus' cross to the wounds of your sinful life. That blood makes you righteous before the Lord. It is the Lord's word that has done this. His work is marvelous in our eyes. Amen.